long to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you again. It's been a little while, and Greg and I want to stay in touch with you, keep walking with you, opening life with you if you wish. We gather like this often around the Word of God and Jesus' own journey, and we're in a new time as a nation, a world, still clouded by the terrible COVID pandemic and enduring the struggle of finding ways to help each other through it. Some startling and terrible things happening in our capital just before the inauguration, and now a new time, what inauguration means. The chance with a new administration, and each of us with renewed hearts to begin again, as St. Francis would say. It's quite wonderful because in the church year, the cycle of readings would take us right there. And if you've been close to them and listening to them Sunday after Sunday, we took time with the birth and the baptism of Jesus. And then all of a sudden, Jesus is grown up. And he's standing with two of his disciples, John is, and Jesus is a little distant. And it's sort of like, who is he? And John says, oh, that's the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. And they wander over and catch on to who he is. And Jesus says to them, come and see. And they then tell others as well as John. And John, freely and with great delight, sends them forth with the Messiah, with the Son of God, the Lamb of God, Jesus. This particular Sunday, in reflection, the gospel is brief and so wonderfully to the point. It's natural, in a sense. It's the characteristic of Mark and the way the gospel of Mark unfolds. There's no messing around. It's right there. After John had been arrested, Jesus went off proclaiming the gospel and making it very clear that the kingdom of God is at hand, and inviting people to repent and believe in the fact that there's good news. There's now hope for everyone. In the middle of a terrible time, and in the tragedy of the loss of someone who is doing nothing but good, John, calling people to a fresh new start in their own lives, and Jesus, in the midst of that, rises up from his own sadness and proclaims the good news. Passing by the Sea of Galilee, he sees Simon and his brother Andrew. They're casting nets like good fishermen into the sea, and there they are, and Jesus says to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men and women. They abandon their nets, and they follow him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They, too, were in a boat, mending their nets. And then Jesus called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat alone and along with the hired men and followed him, followed Jesus. There's this a beautiful practice here at this time where Jesus is walking. He's among the people. He's bringing good news, and he's inviting people with him to learn more about that in their own lives, to stay open to the Word of God that breaks in on them as it does to us right now. First, it's the good news. It says, there is something brand new for you. And it's the promise of life eternal, the healing of who you are and the world around us in such a way that we are redeemed by God's everlasting love and ready for wherever it is and whenever it is that we're called into the kingdom, the reign of God, here and now. It's incredible, almost abrupt, but immediate movement of grace in our lives. Not contingent on our getting it right, but our giving our hearts over. And then beginning to give our lives over. Hearing the call to get up and go in our own way, to come after him, to follow the good news, to follow the teacher, the rabbi, the Lord, the one who is our brother, our friend, who calls us as sisters and brothers into a circle of students, a schola, as we used to say, or disciples, as we understand the word, disciplina, learning, gifts, skills, ways of bringing good news to others. Receiving it, we also receive the call. Receiving the call, we're blessed to go call others. And we each find our way with that. There's no rubber stamp on this. It's so wonderfully particular to the giftedness and quality of our life and the goodness that you and I are right now. Deep in our hearts somewhere, and maybe it woke up quite a while ago or is waking up again, is a child of God that brightly is aware and with fright taken away, rises up because of the power of love and peace coming upon us and God's spirit of love given to us by Christ. And this is the gift we have to give to the world, the very spirit of life, manifest in our living, beside others, for others, with others, in multiple ways. I love the old expression, there's no way to peace. Peace is the way. There's no particular way to Christ. Christ is the way. There's actually no way to love other than the fact that love is the way to union with each other and safety and care and treasuring the other and the love of God poured out for us in Christ that is that sort of love where we feel safe to explore our own wonder and willingness and woundedness and giftedness to respond this day, this year, this time to the movement of grace, of quiet, of stillness, of place. Now, wherever you and I are, here in this place, a still voice is speaking to us. So still that there may be no words at all. There may be other sounds or even noises around us, but as we, in this quiet prayer, invite, be still and know that I am God, that the God who reveals that presence to us. And as we create that as a practice in our lives, we begin to recognize, recogito, know again, the one who made us, formed us, walks with us, placed us here, calls us now, and then sends us to others. All and at the same time, but out of time, in the quiet, in this stillness we're beginning to enjoy together. In this peaceful moment of presence, when as we open the eye of our heart and the ear of our heart, as holy teachers like Bonaventure say and Ephesians does, our eyes and ears begin to see Jesus by the sea we're sitting at or walking by or the place of our work. And we each in our own way hear this Lord who loves us say, hey, come follow me. and I'm going to give you everything you need to help others find their way as well. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. And whoever finds me finds life. Loving God, we thank you for being with us and calling us forward from here and everywhere, and now into the quiet of this moment, as we seek again and again to be still and know that you are God. Be still and know that you are. Be still and know. Be still. My sisters and brothers, Greg and I invite you, as we listen together, to continue to be open, be at peace, be love, be.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair. Let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation, and to be understood, but to understand, to be loved, but to love. And I want to be,
Lord, I want to be an echo